USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court announced that it would hear a Mississippi case appealing for the right to ban abortions after 15 weeks. If the court rules in the state's favor, it would allow states to enact abortion bans, dramatically rolling back the Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973. 39 million families will begin receiving a monthly child benefit of $250 per kid, $300 per kid under 6, starting July 15th. Under the recently passed COVID-19 stimulus package, the child tax credit was increased to $3,600 per child under the age of 6 and $3,000 per child ages 6 to 17. An army of firefighters continue to battle a suspicious 1,325-acre brush fire in Pacific Palisades, California, Monday, as evacuation orders affecting about 1,000 people remain in effect. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that one person is in custody in connection with the fire and is being treated for smoke inhalation. USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
The dirty drug test by the winner of the Kentucky Derby has New York-sized repercussions. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses in races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's 5 other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications found in his racehorses.
On May 14th, Medina Spirit passed all of the pre-race drug tests administered to him and was given final clearance to run in the Preakness, where the Dark Bay Colt finished third. An advisory sent out by the Federal Aviation Administration is suggesting airline passengers may be asked to step on a scale at the airport or share how much they weigh before boarding a flight. Data airlines uses to measure passenger weight to ensure safety on board may be outdated as the obesity rates in the United States has increased. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is pushing for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas deadly conflict. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden wants a ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. The president speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians moves into its second week. As far as the United States' role in this conflict, Dan Senior is a former policy advisor to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign. He tells CBS This Morning,
they do not appear to want to get dragged into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And again, they do not appear to want to start, you know, negotiating with Hamas. So I think they will play a role, but not a lead role. I think you should look for Egypt right now. Historically, Egypt has, you know, played an intermediary role in bringing down the temperature in these situations.
Israel's military is ranked 16th in the world. By comparison, the United States ranks number one, followed by Russia, China, India, France, and Britain. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, legal and political problems are intensifying as his former associate pleaded guilty on Monday to sex trafficking a minor and agreed to cooperate with federal prosecutors. Joel Greenberg, a former Florida County official and close confidant of Gaetz, confessed in court to 6 federal criminal counts, including fraud, stalking, and aggravated identity theft. Gaetz was not mentioned during the plea hearing Monday morning, nor in the 86-page agreement between Greenberg and prosecutors. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.